The very thought of fresh pork imports makes the Australian pig industry nervous.
Our pig herd is a closed herd, and if those sorts of diseases got into Australia, then it could absolutely devastate our herd in Australia.
Deb Kerr is the General Manager of Policy at Australian Pork Limited, the peak body representing pig farmers. She's been keeping a close eye on negotiations for a Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential trade deal between 12 countries in the Asia Pacific, including Australia and the United States. She's concerned that the US is using the opportunity to get its fresh pork into Australia.
The comments were from the National Pork Producers Council in the US. It's a US representative organisation, and they made open letters available for their TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiators. Ultimately, they said it would not be a satisfactory outcome unless Australia's biosecurity arrangements were put under the microscope. And more recently, the French president made comments about seeking an EU outcome if Australia decides to go down an FTA with the EU for fresh pork imports from France to Australia.
When you say the US and France are targeting Australia's biosecurity protocols, what exactly do you mean?
At the moment, Australia has an arrangement that restricts the importation of fresh pork because of reasons like disease. These protocols, or these rules, if you like, are in place because of science. Science has told us that they are appropriate and that they're robust, and we support the Australian government's position on that. So when they're trying to say that it's a barrier, they're using what they call a technical trade barrier. They're saying that they aren't scientifically established and Australia should be letting fresh pork in.
As a consumer, you can guarantee that any fresh pork you buy in Australia has been produced in Australia. As Deb Kerr says, it's because fresh pork can carry diseases that don't already exist here. Like the deadly porcine epidemic virus, it's killed millions of pigs in America and it's devastated pork industries. On the other hand, Australia does allow imports of pork for processing. That's why most of the ham and bacon Australians eat is made from pigs grown on the other side of the world. Boneless legs of pork, for example, are imported from Northern America, then cooked and cured here and made into bacon. Australia's strict biosecurity protocols are designed to ensure that that meat doesn't carry disease or pose a risk. Deb Kerr's concerns over fresh pork imports are based also on something that happened in New Zealand.
A decision was made about 12 months ago and opened up that country to fresh pork imports from the US.
Has that got you worried?
It certainly has. Our industry is quite concerned about the precedent that decision has set and whether that will have implications for Australia. And we're very closely watching what happens in New Zealand.
Why do you think New Zealand allowed that to happen?
It was, as we understand it, a technical decision around their protocols, and it went to a court decision in New Zealand, and the court found in favour of importation of fresh pork.
What's the worst case scenario for the Australian pork industry if the US and France, for that matter, do start sending fresh pork here?
If they do, the risk of disease is quite high. In the US, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has just made it to Hawaii. It's quite a virulent disease. It's a people welfare issue. Pork producers are very concerned about their pigs, and so they see it quite rightly as a welfare issue as much as a rules issue.
What's the Federal Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, had to say about your concerns?
Both Minister Robb and Minister Joyce have been very supportive of Australia's science-based and robust rules around fresh pork imports, and they've continued to support our cause to make sure that they remain in place and that any pork imports into Australia will be for the processed sector, not the fresh pork sector.